So can you tell me about the Keever Steel? Do you remember how that started, or were you there when it started?
Sure, I'm the one that was there, the first member.
Oh, well, could you mind telling me how, what happened? Did you decide to form a school, or did somebody come to say?
We were, when I came here, when I went to school, I came here the first day of school. Landed in
Toronto. When you were 13 years old.
When I landed from Quebec.
Yes, so you went to school at
so we went to the Horses of Steel on Center Avenue.
The Horses of Steel.
And he had a cousin, Mercer the cousin, that used to go.
Yeah.
And somehow he got in and around with the Horses of Steel. And they fired him to come. And we had a meeting and we started the school.
Who is we? Who started? Do you remember
the My father,
was?
Myself. A few more members are dead now.
But do you remember any names?
Oh, yeah.
Could you mention them to you?
Well, it was Mr. Malinsky, Mayor Green. Well, that's the originator. And my father, and a few more. I don't
remember them. And where did they meet when they first started?
We rented a little house up on Center Avenue.
On Center Avenue. Remember the number of Center Avenue?
No.
No.
It was across the steamboat. Across the Romanian Secundus to be there.
Mm-hmm. And it was in a store?
No, a little house.
A little house. What did they call themselves?
White Fisherman and City.
Yeah.
That's what they named it.
And then what happened?
Then from there we moved.
Do you remember that the year that happened? What year did you rent that store on Center Avenue? Could you remember that?
I was there on 1912 or 13.
Yeah. And then?
Then we moved Connor Bellevue in a house, big house.
Yeah, how many members were in the congregation then? Could you estimate?
I would imagine around 50.
50. It had grown a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you're on Bellevue, and how long were you there?
In Denison Square.
Yeah.
We were there until we built the show.
On the same spot?
Yeah, oh yeah, the same corner.
Uh-huh. So, when you built the shul.
The president was then Mayor Wilson.
Yeah.
The one that looked after building the shul.
Yeah, but was the congregation much larger by then?
Oh, yeah, well, it was around 50 or 60.
Still 50 when they decided to build the shul. So where
maybe
did they,
two more.
Where did they get money? How did they raise money?
Well, this I couldn't tell you. I wasn't here much. I was mostly out of town.
You were out of town, but you were still a member of
Oh, yeah.
I see.
And soon when we had the house, before we built the school, I bought my seat in the cemetery plot.
You had a cemetery? When did they buy the cemetery land?
About around the same year.
You mean when they built,
when they started building the
They
school.
Started building, they already built a, bought a cemetery.
Yeah.
I see. I'm trying to think, is there anything else? Do you know who did the building of the shul?
I don't know who did the building, but the president was Mayor Wilson.
Yes.
He's the one that looked at.
He looked after the contracting unit.
Contractors and everybody.
Do you remember any other congregational members? Secretary, president.
Well, Mayor Wilson. He was one president, a lot of.
Who? Starr. Mr. Starr?
No, he was no president. He was a member, Harry Starr, the Starrs.
Mm-hmm.
But Harry Starr
on Seattle.
It's free product anyway.
So another, you mean a lot of families belong. What about your children? Were they ever connected with the shul in any way?
Well, I had my son, he belonged to, when he grew up.
Where did he get his training? Did he get any of his training?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Where did he get
that? A teacher from the university.
Yeah, but did he go to the school or did the teacher come to him?
The teacher came to him.
Came to the house. Uh-huh. And he had his bar mitzvah there?
Yeah.
Would he be amongst the first bar mitzvah boys there, or were there many others?
Well, it could be come before him.
Learned before him.
Yeah.
And you're still a member there?
Oh, yes.
You go there very often?
Well, I'll tell you. Since they started the shul here, I go there the first day of Rosh Hashanah for the last 2 or 3 years. I have Yuletide after my mother, and I go to the theater here.
They still maintain all their...
In fact, I